I'd arrange for every girl to have your charm. Then every minute, every hour,
every boy would find what I found in your heart.
Welcome back to the Bruce Salland Show, A Dad's Point of View. You can email me at bruce@brucesalland.com. That's Bruce and Sallon, S-A-L-L-A-N.com. That's S like in Sam's. Pastor Drew Sams, who is our next guest for Teen Rap. Pastor Drew has been the high school pastor at Calvary Community Church in Westlake Village for the last 5 years. He's also pursuing and finishing up doctoral work through George Fox Seminary in Portland, Oregon. Pastor Drew and his wife Erica live in Westlake Village, California. Welcome back to the show, Pastor Drew.
Bruce, always a joy. Thanks for having me back.
It is a joy. We are talking about real life today, and I need to share with my listeners that I actually did follow through on what I said I was going to do last week, which was to go hear you speak at Calvary Church in Westlake, California, because you had informed me that you were, in fact, going to be leading services last Sunday. And I'm sitting in the audience, and this is a classic case of the value of real life. And you're going to think this isn't true, but I swear this is what I was thinking. I was listening to you because you speak so darn well, and I was thinking to myself, wow, I got this guy on my radio show. I really was thinking this because you bring a generational difference because we're, you know, a few years apart. I'm nearly double your age, but you bring a wisdom and a grace and knowledge that I don't have. And seeing you in real life just had this wonderful feeling of reinforcing my very first instinct, which was when I first saw you, which is, gosh, I would love that guy on my radio show. So it was a real life example of just getting out and seeing what you do in person, and I loved it. And I love you for all that you do, for everybody at the church, the community, and for my show.
Bruce, and speaking of real life, it was so neat for me being up there on stage in front of, you know, almost a couple thousand in each service, and looking out and seeing you, seeing your wife, seeing other people I knew. And there's something about just seeing those faces smiling and, you know, taking notes and not falling asleep.
You didn't mind me tweeting throughout the sermon.
No, it's great. I love it.
I'm kidding. I wasn't doing that. I wasn't honest.
You know, some people do. Hey, I remember you at your 140 conference. People tweeted you while you were up on stage giving your message. And there's something about that real life, seeing somebody in person that, boy, especially today when we're interacting so much via email and text message and IM and social networking sites, I think there's a greater value now than we've ever noticed in face-to-face, you know, communication and spending time together.
Well, you know, the other thing that was apparent to me, and this cannot be translated by any form of technology. Your church, as you obviously know, brings technology brilliantly to your services. There are these big screens that have all the words to the songs. There are checklists. There are ways for us to follow what you're saying. And how you guys synchronize it so beautifully is amazing to me on such a regular basis. But the one thing you cannot transmit by, even if you had a live stream of your services, you can't transmit the energy in the room. And there was an energy, and is every time I've gone to see you speak, that is just palpable. And it's not something I believe you could pick up on a video.
You know, that reminds me of something the head of my doctoral program, his name is Leonard Sweet, brilliant man, he's written over 40 books. He said that as we continue to communicate more and more digitally and virtually, he uses the phrase, it's disembodied communication.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, you know, we can very effectively with technology communicate to somebody around the world. Somebody can download even this show off the internet and listen to it years from now. Let's say in Brazil. And that's a wonderful thing. He says, but the one thing that doesn't communicate or doesn't translate over technology is, and I love this, he says, touch. You cannot communicate touch across technology. And you said there was this feeling in the room. And I think that has to do with this idea of touch. It only happens when you're with somebody, whether it's a hug, whether it's a pat on the back, whether it's a hand on the shoulder, whether that's a high five. There's no way we can do that yet across technology, and you can only do that face to face.
When and, your service is always open with some configuration of a wonderful band. There's every time I've come, it seems to be a different group, and each one is more talented than the previous. And this particular group was a rock structure, a four-person group. And I sit up close, as you saw, usually, because I like to be there. And there was one man in the front row, and I don't know this, what they do, but his arms were up and his hands were kind of palms upward the whole time that they were performing, at least 20 minutes of songs. And I picked up an energy from him that was quite palpable. I'm not quite sure, maybe you can explain to me as a Jew in a Christian church, what that particular arm movement or motion means.
Well, I think in many ways, it's almost like the universal sign of surrender. You know,
okay.
It's like, okay, I'm surrendering myself to you, God, and boy, the more and more we can surrender decisions and our hopes and our dreams for the future, because, gosh, so much is uncertain in life. More and more we can surrender it to God, I think. Then you enter into a state of peace, of shalom. What a wonderful Jewish word that I love. And I think just as another human, seeing another human, I think you were impacted by that.
Yes, his face reflected the joy you're talking about and the peace that the music
wonderful.
Transmitted, plus the context of where he was. I'd like to switch, since you, of course, are our youth ministries expert and an IT rap expert, and ask you how this topic relates to your kids.
Great point. You know, all of our volunteers, this is a constant topic that we talk about, even with parents when we get together and do, parenting workshops. We've recognized that as students spend more and more time on the Internet, and as they connect with one another more and more in a virtual space, that it's so important for us when we're with each other in that physical proximity to interact with them in ways that we couldn't online. And so here's a great example. Every time on a Sunday morning when the students come in, we actually have a line of volunteers lined up, and they high-five every student that walks in. You can't high-five a kid via text message. You can't do it via email, IM, anywhere other than in person. And there's something about their face when a kid comes in and you high-five them, that I think is they're so not used to, because as we spend less and less time with each other face-to-face, I think as humans we hunger for that touch, like I was saying, whether it's a hug, a high-five, a pat on the back. And so we try to maximize as much as possible when we're together face-to-face. What can we do to, in a very appropriate way, extend touch to them that would encourage them, with a pat on the back or high five or whatever.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. I do that whenever I encounter babies or little kids. I always ask for a high five, because every time I see a little kid in a stroller, I always just want to go over and say hello, and I always like to interact with the mom, and 90% of the time it's the mom. And at the very end, because usually after they get over, screaming in fear at this stranger, I'm joking, because they usually like me right away. They're giggling. I make them laugh. And then I always leave them with a high five, and I kind of look up at mom to make sure it's okay, and they say it's okay. And it's, again, you're right, it's touch. It's touch.
You know, I have a friend, he's a leader at another church, and he says every time I get a group to pray together, I say, hey.
Pastor Drew, we've lost him. Oh, he said, hey, what? Hopefully he'll be back. Pastor Drew is our regular guest for TeenRap. Is he back? No, he's not back. You can reach Pastor Drew at wewillsinganewsong.com, and he will be with us next week. Hopefully we will not have a technical problem. If any of you listeners are in the Southern California area, I really do urge you to hear him speak sometime at Calvary Church in Westlake Village, California. It is time for break, isn't it, Richard? So we will be back with Family Financial Matters and Jim Scheinberg. This is the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View.
You need more, and as the years go by, a friendship will never die. You're gonna see it's our destiny.